Welcome back to the Lifelike Orange podcast. As always, I'm Ick Broccoli, and today I want to talk a little bit about a couple of things. I want to talk about why I'm doing this podcast, and then I want to talk about what I think of is the origin of the podcast. I think it's really a little bit radio show, a little bit blog. So if you look at the podcast schedule for this Lifelike Orange podcast, and you notice the publishing dates, and I hope you don't look too closely at this stuff, but you'll see that the six episodes that we so far have published actually came out in fairly quick succession. One came out on November 13th, two came out on the 14th, and three came out on the 15th. So obviously I like doing this, and I'm cranking them out pretty quick. I have a limited number of guests on these shows, and frankly, it's because of that DIY ethic where I like to create the things. Don't as much like to wait for other people to participate. And to have a guest, you need to coordinate with the guest and get your schedules to match up, and it's not always so easy, and it takes time. So while we are working on getting more guests, a lot of things are occurring to me, and I think I want to talk about that. I mentioned previously about the Man Park sketch from SNL, and how I don't have a lot of friends that I talk to on a regular basis, and that is kind of reflected in this frequency of podcasts, because I don't have someone to talk to most of the time. But it also shows that I have a lot that I want to say. Now, I gotta be honest, a lot of the times when I want to say something, I don't want to be interrupted. I don't want to be taken off course by someone else interjecting what they want to say. Take my wife, please. Just kidding. Copyright notification. Take my wife, for example. She is what communication class calls a monopolizer. If you talk to her about something, as soon as you mention something that she can, relate to, something that she can speak on, she will jump in regardless of where you're at and say, yeah, and then she'll tell you her story that however vaguely relates to what you're talking about, and she'll take it over. She'll make it all about her and her stories. I mean, she's not making it about her in particular. She's always got someone else in the story. So it's always like, oh, this one time I met, or there's always someone else in it. And very often, the stories will go in a direction of, and they said, oh my God, you're so awesome. It was just weird. So it'll be this humble brag of somebody said something great, and I totally wasn't asking for it or expecting it or anything, and it was so weird that they said that. And kind of playing it off, but making sure to mention the compliment. And that's kind of the way that brand of monopolizing works. That's how it works for her. And so I spend a lot of time starting to talk about something, and very quickly I'm shut down by commentary. Now with me, because we're so close, it's not as much, she's not trying to impress me at this point, so she won't interrupt me to tell me some story necessarily about her life. She will interrupt me to tell me how I'm wrong or some other way that I should consider what I'm thinking, or no, that doesn't work, or in some way criticizing. She's good that way. She keeps me in check by criticizing just about every single thing I do. That way I don't get a big head. I don't think that I'm too great. So, you know, I owe her for that. Yeah, keep me down. But that's not real life. It's all fictional. I'm just making it up. I don't have a wife. What is true? I don't know. I am not. Yes, I don't exist, to be perfectly honest. So I just want to say, I don't listen to podcasts. I don't really know what people do on them most of the time. I do see the podcast as the natural evolution of the radio show. I think radio shows are the precursor to the podcast, and that they're basically the same. They follow the same format. You know, it's like a radio show, but it's released on the internet for streaming rather than going over the air. I mean, I could be wrong because I don't listen to podcasts or watch them or whatever, but that's my impression. I feel like it is the modern radio show, even though they still have radio shows. I feel like they're actually becoming less popular. For one thing, a radio show very often is a regional thing, whereas when you're on the World Wide Web, you're pretty much just that, you're worldwide. Well, you hope so anyway. Some countries you're gonna be blacked out, you know, you're probably not gonna be heard in North Korea. But I digress. And I wasn't really one to listen to radio shows either, I gotta be honest. The thing that I listened to the most, I used to listen to some morning shows on local radio stations. I think I listened to Kevin and Bean for a little while. I listened to The Woody Show on Alt 98.7. But a lot of people, they listen to Rush Limbaugh, you know, when he was alive and not a medal recipient. And Howard Stern. Now, I don't like the... Hi. I don't like Howard Stern. I don't know him, and I don't have any personal feelings about him, or I don't have any feelings about him personally. But I don't like his show. I don't like things that rely on, like, a raunch factor. I've said previously that I am not opposed to controversy. but I'm also not trying to be controversial. And along those lines, I think that some people, some radio shows, they do make an effort to be controversial, and some just make an effort to be inappropriate and unpleasant and raunchy. And for those reasons, I don't take my microphone into the bathroom with me. I'm not gonna willingly invite toilet humor to my show. You can probably tell I don't have a lot of humor, period. I'd like to get a few more laughs, but as I've said, I really think that I need guests for that. I'm not gonna get a lot of laughs out of talking to myself. Got a few chuckles on the Monroe episode. And I think when we have our next guest, we should be able to have a few laughs. But I can't say whether it resembles a radio show or not, because I'm not modeling this after anything. So if you're here putting up with this, I thank you. And I will keep doing it for a little while at least. Feel free to hit us up with any topic, content, or guest requests or suggestions. You can write to me at IchabodBroccoli@gmail.com. You can also visit the Best Policy Music YouTube channel, Facebook page, Bandcamp page, wink wink. The Best Policy Music Facebook page is at, it's at Best Policy Music. Just simple as that. At Best Policy Music to find your page easily. You can change your at username in the page info section. We're not doing that. Best Policy Music at Facebook. Most recently, October 2nd, we posted, millions of people have reached out to let us know that bestpolicymusic.com is not working. We looked into it. It's gone. Yep. The server we were using one of those free hosting sites. And I actually had the site backed up on a computer at work that was not my computer. And apparently I did not have it saved to a cloud or anything. And so I lost it. It is gone. I used the Web Archive Wayback Machine to find some of the pages, but unfortunately not all of them. So it is not something that we have endeavored to put back up just yet. And in the meantime, we redirected the site, redirected the URL, bestpolicymusic.com, over to Monroe Coutant's site, because he is a partner with us. And I don't know when or if we will be able to get that original site back up. Before that, September 28th, sneak peek at the new LLOC release for Best Policy Music, Beat Hurt. September 28th, And already we have a new album coming out. And again, that will have a sneak peek preview video release this Friday, November 19, at noon. So I'm going to update the Facebook page with some of that information. From June 8, Monroe Kutant 2020 Out discs are available. The 2020 Out album from December of that year. It was 2020 Out. I believe it was intended as a sort of a mic drop. It was the end of the year. Crazy, weird year. And this was a farewell to it. 2020 Out! I think it's supposed to be pronounced. A lot of information here up on the Best Policy Music Facebook page. At Best Policy Music. Okay, so thanks for slowing for the Cone Zone. I've been Ick Broccoli. And until next time, Ick out.